Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and Lauren Gammel is with us today. She is the Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent. Good morning, Miss Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm
enjoying your holidays.
It's just going to be wonderful. So what are we talking about today?
I'm going to talk a little bit about honeysuckle, bush honeysuckle. It's kind of that time of year that it's the end of bush honeysuckle removal season. So again, it's kind of more of a reminder to get out into your property, see if you have bush honeysuckle, and then get rid of it. I first want to help you identify bush honeysuckle because I know a lot of people hear about it, but they don't exactly know what they're looking for. But I will warn you that once you know what you're looking for, you will honestly see it everywhere you look. So just a warning. Bush honeysuckle is identifiable by its smaller opposite leaves. This means they're going to grow from the same node. They're going to be like directly opposite of each other on each stem. The leaves are fairly round, but at each end they're going to kind of come to a point. So a pretty basic looking leaf, but again, you'll see it everywhere. In the spring, white flowers will bloom, and then in the fall, pairs of red berries are going to appear at each of those nodes where the leaves come off. One of the ways I usually identify bush honeysuckle is looking for the first bush that turns green in the spring and the last one to lose its leaves in the fall. So really, it's green majority of the year. You can kind of identify it that way. Also, if you look into the woods, you might just see these dense thickets that can form, and that's kind of an idea of what bush honeysuckle looks like when there's not a lot of leaves. When it does have leaves, you're going to see those thickets seem to eat out almost everything else in the ecosystem. And it can kind of overtake those understories of small forests. When it does that, the bare soil underneath these thickets is just going to run off into nearby streams, ponds, rivers, whatever's on your property or nearby, and can cause damage to aquatic life. It's also able to grow extremely rapidly in both full sun and full shade, so it really does seem to spread everywhere in our community. So for these reasons, it's really important to be able to identify it and then manage it efficiently. So there's many ways to control it. A lot of times people do kind of a combination of mechanical and chemical control, but really it's never a walk in the park, and it might even take several years to get it. And because it's so woody and has so many thickets, it can be pretty intimidating and time-consuming. But if you're going to use that mechanical and chemical control, that's probably going to start with involving cutting back the vigorous growth with either a saw. Sometimes if that brush is too thick, you might even have to get out a skid steer or a brush clearing attachment on your tractor and just knock off as much of it as you can. I hope on your properties you only need a small saw to take care of it. But after removal of all that old growth, you're going to have to be really vigilant and watch for the new growth to appear, and then spray it pretty immediately when you see it with a 1-2% glyphosate solution. If the honeysuckle is older and it's kind of taken a larger stand, then cut that base off about 6 inches above the ground and treat it with a 25% glyphosate solution. It's really important to do that within 10 minutes of making the cutting. As soon as possible is better, because if you don't apply the herbicide quickly enough, that tree is going to heal over and the chemical won't penetrate it, and all that work would be for nothing, and the money you spent on the herbicide. This method with the 25% glyphosate can be done throughout late summer and into the dormant season, so that would be kind of right now. It would be a good time to do that. There's also other treatments you can use. Definitely call the extension office if you're looking to find the right herbicide. If you don't plan to use any mechanical control and kind of just want to spray it and be done, backpack mist blowers with glyphosate have been proven to control bush honeysuckle. It can take about an hour on average to cover 1 to 2 acres, so it's definitely seen as less time-consuming and the most cost-effective way to manage this pest. The best time to spray bush honeysuckle is in the late fall. Again, that's right about now, at the latest, and that's kind of after all those native species have gone dormant and there's not as much life wherever your honeysuckle is. At that time, the honeysuckle should have leaves on it still, so spraying those leaves and everything else around it will be dead, so the risk of impacting those native populations will be minimized. Again, you don't want to spray too late when the temperatures are below freezing, but you also still want to spray if you're going to do the backpack spraying while the leaves are still on the tree. So this October-November time is usually best. Again, last warning, so get out there. If you need to come rent a backpack sprayer at the extension office, please do so. If you need help contacting people who can help remove your bush honeysuckle for you, we can help contact you, but definitely ask your neighbor, ask your family this weekend during the holidays, And again, call if you need anything else, if you have any other questions, and we'll help you get ready to combat that honeysuckle or really any other weeds on your property.
Okay. Now, I have a question. I always think of honeysuckle as a vine. So this is not a vine. This is a bush.
Yes. I mean, there's lots of different types of honeysuckle. This bush honeysuckle is going to grow pretty thickety. And a lot of times people even use honeysuckle as an ornamental tree. So it can grow the way, it depends on how you let it grow. But in these kind of foresty areas, it's going to be pretty bushy, pretty woody, and really taking over the whole thing.
Well, thank you very much. That's some good information. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.